Right, Mrs. Sharp, if you would please read us back into open session.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, do we have any action resulting from closed session?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope this comes out the right way. I would like to make a motion to move forward with Soma with the price of $5,000 initial and then the $1,500 for a year for a total of $20,000 out of the ARPA funds.
It actually was $15,000.
Yeah.
And instead of $1,500.
Yeah, $15,000. I'm sorry. I've got it wrote down.
I'll say too much.
Okay. You'll second it. $15,000. Right. That was my bad.
We have a motion and a second to take $5,000, a total of $20,000. $5,000 for the startup and $15,000 for the entire year's bill out of the American Recovery CARES Act fund has been seconded. Is there any discussion? Kathy, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tay Mooney.
No.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right. Very good. Motion passes 3-1. Is there any other action?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still writing. I make a motion to move forward with the study for LEOS for $3,000 and take that from the ARPA funds also.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to take $3,000 from ARPA funds to conduct the LEOS study. Is there any discussion? Mrs. Sharp, roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tay Mooney.
No.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you to our fellow council members for taking care of that. Any other action?
No.
All right. Next is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Steele.
Yes. I appreciate everybody's working together on this. Jimmy Williams, I appreciate your help for the town, and I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you and your family.
All right, Mrs. Steele.
I'm just, my normal, thank everybody for all that they do that I don't know that they're doing. I'm looking forward to an eventful summer at the pool with our new things. And let's go home.
All right. My comments, I would like to say thank you to Jimmy and Kathy for your work.
Okay.
For your work on the budget, I know it was a difficult task when I left out of here the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, but it's came together. We've been able to revisit this, and I'm pleased. I'm okay with this moving forward. I'd like to say, Chief Mullins, if you'll please make sure that your employees know that we have adopted this new take-home car policy, and please just share with them their expectations, but also let them know the steps that council as a whole is taking to support the police department and try to move you all in a positive direction. I think it's important that they realize the difficult decisions that are having to be made, but that they see that they are supported by council as a whole. That being said, I have no other comments. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.